Radical pitching ideas coming up in 15 minutes. Right now, Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Lunazul Tequila and Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air.
A little interesting quick medical note that I saw and thought of you, Junior, because we've talked about the importance of the immune system being exposed to germs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did this study and they found that youngsters who are genetically at risk of developing acute lymphoblastic leukemia, which is the most common type of leukemia found in children, found that if they are genetically at risk of developing it, they're significantly more likely to develop it if they're not exposed to germs. So in other words, toddlers who attended these nurseries that they were studying, toddlers attending nurseries are 30% less likely to develop this leukemia due to them picking up infections from other kids and strengthening their immune systems. Mm. So if you keep your kid in a sterile environment, it could trigger some genes that predisposes them to getting leukemia and they could develop it.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. So the importance of working out your immune system. You know, and we had that story recently about should you take off your shoes when you come in someone's house? Because, or even in your own house, because you're tracking in all sorts of pathogens. And basically the lesson out of that was the same thing. It was, look, there's pathogens everywhere, mm-hmm. and bacteria, and 99 some odd percent won't hurt you, and it's actually good for you to be exposed to them. And now we are seeing the trend also of people doing away with all the antibacterial soap.
Yep.
That's creating the, whatever, the MRSA super bugs. Because we're making bacteria resistant to our antibac efforts.
Mm-hmm. I had a really interesting interview one time with someone from the medical community.
Good Lord, that's generic.
That said it is good to get sick once a year because mm-hmm. you keep your antibodies sharp. You keep your immune system sharp. And if you go 10 years and you never get sick, then when you do get sick, your body has a dramatic reaction to it.
Right.
And it feels like you're about to die.
See there, and you guys claim I get sick a couple times a year, so I'm the healthiest of us.
Interesting.
Okay, I can't believe they didn't print this. Jacob Kaczynski was graduating with a 4.89 grade point average in the coveted honor of summa cum laude. Is that the way you pronounce it? That's the way I've always pronounced it.
I think
so. Okay. And I even took Latin in school. That was my chosen foreign language. Everybody else chose like Spanish and French.
See.
I chose Latin.
Oui.
Anyway, so his mother goes to order his cake from her nearest grocery store, which was a Publix. With an X on the end. Publix. And when she gets the cake back, the day of, like right before, takes it home, and they have all their family in from out of state, you know, and everybody very proud of young Jacob. They open up the cake, and it says on the cake, "Congrats, Jacob, summa dash laude class of 2018.
No way.
They refuse to print the middle Latin word.
How funny. Did they think they were being pranked, or did they just refuse to print it on principle?
I don't know. I mean,
they just weren't going to print that.
But it's idiocracy no matter what, because right. It's like, oh, that's a dirty word. Instead of it being Latin.
And a word that is printed on every graduation program in America.
Right.
And has been for the last 200 years.
Mm-hmm. And when the mom ordered the cake, she ordered it online on their site. She even put in the special instructions for the bakery section, she explained the term just to avoid this.
Oh, she did?
Yes. And she even provided a link to a website explaining the meaning of summa cum laude. So she thought for sure she had her bases covered.
So they must have thought they were really being pranked.
Right. That someone was trying to convince them to print this.
Yeah.
By the way, she says her son Jacob was absolutely humiliated. Okay.
All right.
this
he was not.
The offense brigade that we got happening yeah. here.
By the way, do you know what famous incident happened at a Publix store? Publix with an X.
Was that where Jameis stole the crab legs?
Yep. Jameis Winston.
Put shrimp and crab legs in his pants or something?
I don't know if he put shrimp down his pants, but he did put crab legs down his pants.
What Junior just said out of context is great. So, by the way, quick update. We've just received breaking news that Jack Bruce died in 2014.
Yes, thank you.
So, he died 4 years ago.
CelebrityNetWorth.com is a great website. One of the best I've ever seen, but they don't always have the death date updated.
Oh, okay. That's you include estates on there, but usually they note that when the person has passed away.
They're just CelebrityNetWorth.com, not CelebrityDeathDate.com.
Right,
it is interesting, but Kevin Costner, my good friend, said that it's not accurate.
It's true. He said it wasn't accurate. And I believe him. I believe
I've been around Kevin enough to know that he speaks the truth.
And then this story makes me think of you, Giorgio, because it's about Otis Dwayne Ryan. Now, I invite Craig to count the red flags in this story dedicated to George.
Well, number one...
I'm going to distance from the story.
Middle name Dwayne.
Why?
By Otis.
And it's Dwayne. D-A-W-A-Y-N-E. Dwayne. Okay.
One.
What? I just said okay.
No, Dwayne.
Oh. Police...
Two.
...took...
Three.
...Otis Dwayne Ryan...
Four.
...into...
Five.
Custody.
Six.
On a charge
seven,
of disorderly conduct.
Eight.
The incident
nine,
occurred at 3 p.m. Sunday in a public park.
10. 11. Mm. Sunday in a public park.
Okay, you don't have to count anymore. Officer said Ryan at first was approaching tourists and making inappropriate comments to women in an effort to get their male partners to confront him.
He wanted a fight?
Yeah. That's odd. And there was an officer that was in the area that observed all this from a distance before he went over and confronted Otis Dwayne Ryan. Ryan walked over to the busy playground area and climbed to the top of one of the children's climbing structures that was being occupied by children at the time between the ages of 4 and 6. He then started shouting from the top of the structure, telling the children that babies come out of women.
Those were his exact words?
No, the officer notes, and he used a vulgar term in doing so.
Oh, no.
Those poor kids.
So, how could Dwayne have worded this that includes a vulgar word? I don't know.
Did he use the V word or the...
That's not a vulgar word.
P word?
I mean, vulgar is a V word, but the V word is not a vulgar word.
The P word?
What is that?
Read by the
best of.
Why would he want to yell?
That's not the way you tell kids where babies come from, is it?
No.
I mean, there's no books that advise you to, you know, use the language that they will eventually come to understand. At the time, parents were rushing to the area to remove their children, according to the officer's report. That's a pretty sorry provocation. You want to get a rise out of people, so you stand in the middle of a children's playground and tell the kids what bathroom area they dropped out of on their mom.
So what was he charged with? Disorderly conduct?
Disorderly conduct. Okay. Now then, count the red flags in this one. This guy gives Otis a run for his money. James Johnson was caught.
One.
By officers.
Two.
Wearing.
Three.
A woman's bra.
Four.
Over his shirt.
Weird.
And carrying a bag of potatoes as he entered a travel lodge. His room was searched, and they found an assortment of drugs, including ecstasy, 5-MAPB, which is similar to MDMA, and a psychedelic substance, as well as the tub full of potatoes.
What was he doing with the potatoes?
I don't know. What is that something? Is that a drug thing? Is there something you can do with potatoes that up your high or something? I don't know.
In all my drug use, I've never involved potatoes.
George, help us out here. Jody Dean told us that you've done drugs and lied about it.
Don't bring me into this.
Well, didn't Jody say that or not?
Use.
Didn't Jody report in a church, no less?
Yes, he did.
That you had done drugs and lied about
over
it.
I have gotten over it. I think you need to get over it. You need to get over it.
What do you mean?
This will get back to him. Hey, Dunham's talking about you again, and I'm not saying a word about it.
All right, people.
It's not fair.
You heard Giorgio. Please do not tweet Jody Dean saying that George is talking about it.
No, P1s won't do that because they care about me.
Indeed. But the facts of what I said are true, correct?
Yeah, Jody Dean, 20 years ago,
Dean declared in front of a
that
church
that your parents say they've never done
that
drugs,
you had
lying
done drugs and
you.
Lied about it.
And he was speaking for me, I guess, and I've never done drugs, and therefore I haven't lied about it to my kids.
You ever confronted him about it?
No, it was 20
and
years ago.
He shoot
ago,
back
I don't
at you,
care.
Then why do you have a bathtub full of potatoes?
Stop bringing me into your crazy stories. Why did you think of me when you thought of Otis DeWayne, the guy...
I didn't
the
think
first
of you
wheels
for,
off guy.
I didn't think of you for that one as much as I... Well, yes, I did. I thought of you for that one because I know that you used to have kids that went to playgrounds. And I was wondering what you would do if Otis DeWayne, whatever his name was, Ryan, climbed up on the monkey bars or
told
the seesaw.
Where babies came
and,
from.
Yeah, and started shouting in vulgar terms where babies came from.
An adult has no business... trying to play with kids on the monkey bars.
Well, I don't think he was trying to play with the kids.
Or talk
he was just
to
wanting,
them or anything.
Trying to teach them a lesson.
It was his own version of Sermon on the Mount.
Well, you don't need to be...
Sermon about the Mount.
Impromptu sermons either.
Hey, we're hearing from P1s that you would put potatoes in a tub to make homemade vodka.
Ah.
That's how you make vodka? Wait.
Sounds great.
You can just buy vodka, though.
Yeah, you can. Is it cheaper?
About the price of a sack of potatoes, I think.
I mean, he's saved money. He's staying at a travel lodge, so he may have some extra hotel.
It's a magical
money.
Hotel to me when I was a kid.
Travel lodge.
You have the bear, you know? And they have the bear logo. And the
I don't know.
Nightcap on.
I don't know. Huh. I don't.
Here's a recipe: how to make Russian potato vodka.
Is that better than regular vodka?
God, you need a lot. So much easier to buy regular vodka at the liquor store.
You could buy that amount of vodka for the amount you spend in potatoes and bathtubs.
Same amount.
You need 5 pounds of 2-row malted barley, 25 pounds of potatoes, 7 gallons of water, hence the bathtub, 2 packets of bread, yeast, or yeast of choice, and then sugar.
These people are high on drugs. You think they want to follow a recipe? that's ridiculous. And why was he... Okay, what was the reason he was wearing the woman's bra on the outside of his shirt?
That we cannot explain.
Is that how he's smuggling potatoes in? Putting them in the cups?
No.
And just making constant trips out to his Econoline van?
Yeah, that bear. See the bear below the Travel Lodge logo?
I'm talking about bears with you.
For the best rest. Remember that logo?
Bathtub potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Does that make you want to stay there when you're a kid?
It was inviting.
And, ladies and gentlemen, this is how I will be found one day. Wearing a woman's brassiere over my shirt and laying in a bathtub full of potatoes. And the end.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That's The Corner 932 on The Ticket. Coming up next, Radical Pitching Thoughts.